Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively getting that Maryland Crab Cake Tour, revving it up. I was wearing my Costas shirt. I'm going down to Florida for a couple of days to eat stuff that's not Maryland crab, just so I can come back home and appreciate it more when I get back up here. April 9th, we rev the engines up. We'll be at Costas, and it's kind of a fun day because the Orioles are playing the Red Sox at 2 o'clock, and we're going to do the show from like 11 to 2, softly, because it's opening day in Boston, and we want to beat them. I'm wearing my orange. I'm doing all this good stuff. We are headed down to Sarasota for the next couple days. Luke and I will be there. Owners meetings, some baseball games. We come back. It's opening day. And I'm hoping to see this next person on opening day. I had a chance to visit with her last week for a beautiful dinner and some folks from the industry. And we talk about our 25th anniversary all the time and the documentary that's coming out and taking pictures and putting all that stuff together. If you're not familiar with our history, big appreciation of our friends at Curio. Wellness and Far and Daughter, dispensary right in the Timonium area. We talk about education, and they have been nice enough to sponsor our 25th anniversary, where I'm still sharing pictures and finding pictures of my parents on the street in St. Louis in front of Busch Stadium in 1983 going to a baseball game. So I know you're a baseball family. We went through that. So you're ready for opening day, right, Wendy?
I am ready. I'm very excited. I have not told my four-year-old because I think that that'll create some problems for me and I have to explain why he can't go. But I'm excited.
So does a four-year-old get baseball or just get the color orange? Where are you at four?
No, last year at three, he went to a few games. And let me say this. We did not go to the playground. We were only in our seats the whole time.
So he's engaged by the green grass.
He's engaged.
Okay.
Yes.
Listen, yes. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say after going to the game, and then he got some we went a night where they gave out baseball cards, right? So he gets the baseball cards of the players, but then he has like a really good ear. So he will say the players' names at home, but he says them the way the announcer does it. So he'll be like, Anthony Santander.
That's
he never
beautiful.
Says her name's normal.
See, I've been writing. I released my book last week that I wrote in 2006. And it was really, a lot of people you probably don't know this history. It's one of the reasons I'm doing this documentary. I've got people like you that I've collected later in life. And they're like, you did a newsletter? You had a national show with Buddy Ryan and Lawrence Taylor? Like, I did all this crazy stuff. But, I guess the love of baseball and the childhood love of baseball for anyone and how I want that for kids. I mean, for me, it was baseball cards and stuff like that. And I had Bill Cole on. His daughters don't know the rules. They didn't play softball, lacrosse, soccer, right? So there's other things that get in the way of like little Bronfine kids and little Aparicio kids getting together years ago with Brady Anderson or Cal Ripken or even Brooks or, you know, whoever it was. For your dad, it might have been Boog, might have been my cousin for people in the 60s. Always that baseball is something that we all get together and talk about, and it's such a civic gift to our community to see it ravaged over the last 30 years, to have this hope again and have the jersey and hope for your kids that there's going to be a parade and they're going to love baseball. Because I think everybody that loves baseball wants their kids to love baseball.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't even think it's just the snacks that he likes when he goes. I think he legit is enjoying the game, the excitement. He has these batting gloves that he wears. Sometimes he wears them just as like the winter gloves too, but he also knows that they're batting gloves. So like anything he can take and pretend it's a bat, like he's into it.
So the kid's got a wiffle ball is what you're telling me. It's a proper family you're running there.
Yeah. He's got like a T-ball situation, a foamy T-ball situation. Yeah.
Well, it brings us together. So we got together last week, and I'll just give you a chance to talk a little bit about Happy Eddie, because I'd be bad at it. I mean, I was the world's worst. Like, I go to dinner, there's Eddie and wife, and we meet, and Real Housewives, and I don't know much about it, and my wife's like, got to take a picture for Michelle. Michelle's loves the show, and like all that. So, but for me, I was fascinated that there was a connection between your family and Eddie and high school and Pikesville and his law practice. Like, it's a Baltimore story. I didn't know it was a Baltimore story, Wendy. That's why you brought me to dinner to find this thing out, right?
Yeah. So Eddie Osefo is the husband of Wendy Osefo, who is one of the Real Housewives of Potomac. They're from here in Baltimore. So Eddie wanted to get into the cannabis space. We ended up getting connected probably a little over a year ago. And so in working together, we've helped him bring a line of flour to start and some other products to come to the market under the name Happy Eddie. And that was a name that was coined for him in the show because the husbands appear on the show as well. But when we first met, my sister said to Eddie, are you related to so-and-so Osefo? And he said, yeah, that's my brother. And she was like, well, I went to middle school with him. And then he's one of four children.
Well, he's Nigerian. I found that out because we talked about this later because he looks similar to Ovi Mahaley and he smiles the same way. Friend of mine played for the Ravens for years down in Atlanta. And my wife and I both had to, I was like, he reminds me of Ovi. He's got like this personality that, that I love, you know, I love Ovi all these years later. And he said, he's Nigerian. That's where like, and I'm like, yeah, that's what it is. So yeah, Pikesville, man.
Yeah. So then it turns out his sister is younger than me, but we were sort of tracking at similar times in high school. And so I think Eddie was younger, so we didn't cross with Rebecca or I, but, yeah, I mean, it was such a small to more thing. We're like, oh, we went to the same middle school. We went to the same high school.
Tell me, so someone comes, Snoop Dogg comes, you know, by the way, when I introduced myself to him, like I'm dressed up. I look, you know, I shaved, I looked, I tried to smell nice as I promised you I would as your guest, but I introduced myself and I start talking to him. I said, you know, they used to call me Nasty Nester. And he like, really? And you're like, where'd you get the Happy Eddie? How'd you get the so if Nasty Nester wants to come and have, or anyone, like if there's a celebrity line that people see out, Snoop Dogg and the guy that wrote the Black and Gold song with a rapper, Wiz Khalifa, right? So I try not to sing those songs. I mean, I've been friends with Styx and then the Renegade song thing happened and it screwed me all up with them with the Pittsburgh thing. But in the cannabis space, there have been athletes. I think I've told you this. The first time anyone ever came on my radio show and talked about openly using cannabis as a medicinal product in any way was a football player. Kyle Turley was, I mean, I'm talking 15 years ago. He came on Radio Row. He was talking about how it was helping him and he was in the space. So all of these sort of first movers, I mean, Ricky Williams would have been a guy, obviously Snoop Dogg, someone comes to you, Happy Eddie comes to you and says, hey, radio show, want to make a brand. How does this even work? I mean, Eddie Murray and Ed Reed have their face on a beer. I'm just saying that. And everybody in town knows that.
Yeah. No, I mean, so, you know, obviously we kind of develop how the business model can work together, but in this instance, and with a lot of those celebrity lines, it's really more about somebody developing a brand and the product that they want to license to somebody who has the cultivation or manufacturing space to produce the product, right? It's less of the instance where that, quote, celebrity is like getting a license, building a facility, building a whole operation.
Doing everything and your family and everybody had to do to all these years. I mean, I always say this, I admire what you're doing, but the side door into this would be label and saying, we want to work with a great grower. And everything Eddie talked about with you, and you know, this is your first foray into this sort of thing. As well, was just like he could never go in the science, the technology, everything. Your sister and I had a conversation about what the Yankees can do and what the Orioles can do financially in the American League. But when you come in and say, I want to be involved, I want to have a dispensary, I mean, all the licensing and legal part of that. But the line part of it is your family's been at this a long time and you have the best in class. I would say best in the world. You believe best in the world, but certainly the best in this state from a standpoint of trying to come up with products like these that help people sleep better and not just get people high.
Yeah. And I mean, look, it's a huge cost of capital to build these facilities, these compliant, highly regulated facilities. So it's an easier point of entry, particularly when you see a market that's already started, right? And you have more visibility to it and you just want to quickly get into it and have a way to maybe do something entrepreneurial. Developing a brand and or a line of products that you license to somebody who has the facilities to do it is just a much more expedient way to get to the finish line in terms of that product being in the store for people to purchase.
I think Wendy Bronfine is here, obviously our chief cannabis officer and the chief brand officer of all things Curio Wellness on Foreign Daughter. I'm going to talk about these good night products. I don't have problems sleeping, so this is for my wife, literally. But I did want to talk to you about like the science of this and the importance of that. And when somebody who's married to a celebrity Real Housewife comes, I mean, the number one thing anybody wants to put their name on is they want a quality product. I mean, and I'm not sure that when you went to Colorado years ago, we've talked about all the research and all that, that you saw this as a vertical, as we would say in the industry, but the part of it is it's sort of new for you too, right? Like Happy Eddie's sort of a first look for the Curio family to say, we're going to work in the state of Maryland with somebody from Pikesville, with somebody from Baltimore. It's a great local story, but everybody's new to it, you know, and I think that's kind of the interesting part of this is I'm watching this to see how it works for Eddie, who I now know and like.
Yeah. Well, so, you know, since we started, we've had different licensing partners. So like the bottles behind me are Dixie Elixirs, right? They're a licensed partner. Over here is Smokey's Chews, Mary's Medicinals. Look at me. I'm Novana White. I don't know how to
okay.
say this.
Okay. So I mess it up too. I always go to the sunset over here. Yeah.
So,
I do that wrong.
So
yeah.
we knew the world of licensing because we had all these brands that were from out of state where we license their IP and their products and produce them and distribute them here in Maryland. This, so we were familiar with it. This was the first time that it was somebody who was starting from the ground up, right? So, knowing kind of, you know, look, the name is Happy Eddie, right? He was not trying, if he was looking to grow some flower and develop some strains, clearly they were going to be through a certain sort of positive lens, right? It was, he's not going to deliver you like the I'm couch locked and just totally sedated strain. He's happy.
Yeah,
it
speaks for itself, right? Happy. Right. Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. So he's got, you know, and for those who, you know, watch Real Housewives, his strains are in line with that franchise and the antics of that. He's got Zen Wen, right? Wendy is his wife. He's got Mischief. And so, you know, there's some fun in that line in terms of a connection to him and a connection to kind of their role on the show.
By the way, when I met Zen Wen, I was trying to get her on a yoga mat. I figured that's perfect. Zen Wen.
Yeah.
You know? And it wasn't hard to remember her name because she's got the same name as you.
I know. Yeah. There's not a lot of us out there, but yeah.
But I didn't know her when I came in. She's and I'm like, hi, I'm Ness. Hi, I'm Wendy, whatever. I'm like, oh, Wendy, like that. I'll remember that. And then like, and she winds up to be the celebrity in the whole group. But I didn't really know that. But they might do yoga with us. We at least discussed it. So
in their sacks.
I don't know about the show. What happened?
No. I said in their sacks. Remember, you were educating
everyone.
The sa-
oh, the sacks. Yeah, I haven't plugged that on the show, but. Google S-A-X-X, S-A-X-X, if you're a boy, and that's 69% of my audience, 72% of my audience, depending on what platform. If you're a boy, you'll like Saks underwear. Man, that was a dessert conversation. I can't believe you broke kayfabe and you brought that on the air. Wendy Bronfine is here.
Oh my God.
She is our chief brand officer. So anyway, you were talking about licensing. We were talking about what Eddie Murray or Ed Reed goes through. And I think from a cannabis space, like it's not something I considered that would be the next frontier would be, especially in the state of Maryland, and you're a part of this from the TV show perspective, but Happy Eddie, I would hope that the products do make me happy, that I would feel Zen after Zen Wen.
Yeah. I mean, so that was, you know, we looked at with the cultivars for the line had to serve that need. So, right, you're looking for terpene profiles that line up with what that brand is trying to achieve. So, yeah, it's very specific, the strains that we grow for him.
Mine would say creative, energetic is what, you know, is what the Nasty Nester line would be. I don't know. Maybe people think you get angry or not. I want to talk Goodnight products with you because My wife's, by the way, it was 10 years ago tonight that she was literally my last piece before I go off the floor. But 10 years ago today, she was diagnosed with cancer. Since then, things get weird. Menopausal, sleep, her work's very important. The cat's been meowing in the middle of the night, driving us crazy. Getting a good night's sleep. You talk so much about GI and gut. That's not my thing so much. I don't understand it as much, but I do understand insomnia. I understand. Gonna make you laugh now because you and I talk music. We talked show tunes last week because my wife wants to go see Book of Mormon. And I think she might be going without me. But when I was a little boy in Dundalk, my mom, every Saturday night, we came home from church. We watched All in the Family and we watched Lawrence Welk. And Lawrence Welk pimped the product. It was old school, like from the 50s. He held the product. He says, "Sominex for a good night's sleep, Sominex." And I'm thinking, I don't know what Sominex had in it. I just know in 1974, my mom thought, like, it's going to help me sleep. And I've had a lot of friends. No, all kidding aside, and I know your family was in the pharmaceutical business historically, but like narcotic stuff and stuff that like makes you wavy gravy the whole next day, like all of that. Anybody that's used cannabis knows, the hangover effect is not the same as an alcohol product, but being able to make something that actually helps people, and you're going to explain it to me on the time release side because you explained it to my wife the other night, and I loved hearing that.
Yes, so the products you're holding up is the skinny one is the tablets, and the bigger package are the chews. So the original product was the tablets. That's where the time release is. So it's designed, it's a pulse tablet. It actually, we earned 2 US patents on that product. So it's the only patented cannabis product in the country. So it uses a pulse system where you take it 30 minutes before bed. There's an immediate pulse that releases to help you fall asleep. And 3 hours later, there's a second pulse that helps you stay asleep. The pill itself is a total of 15 milligrams of cannabinoids between CBN, which is a cannabinoid that is non-psychoactive, shown to be more sedating, and THC. If you cut the pill in half, you just split the dose, but you still have the same pulse system going in two different doses. The chew is a
I almost want
blueberry.
to take it to see what happens, but I don't have a sleep problem. You know what I mean? But like I can't wait. We haven't opened a package. Like literally, my wife just picked this up yesterday. So after, on your advice, and I kept telling her they have a pro. This is blue. The chews are blueberry. They both look like they're blueberry, but these are just th
Those
this
are
is a
just swallow
gummy.
with water.
It's like an aspirin is what we would say, or like a Sominex. I just like saying Sominex.
The chew has the inverse potency of the tablet. There is not a pulse system in there. So that one is designed to help you kind of quiet your mind and get to sleep. Anything that you ingest in general is always going to have a longer duration, right? Than say like smoking, it comes on fast, but it falls off faster. So if you're a person who's a little bit more in the I can't fall asleep space and you don't have trouble staying asleep, definitely you could start with the chew. If you're looking for both, you can't beat the tablet. But it's all about your preferred form. But that tablet is something that we trialed with a group of Maryland patients independently and validated its efficacy before we sold it.
Well, good sleep is so important. And I don't sleep much. So all these computer things know that I'm online at weird hours. So I always get served all these things like, you need to sleep better. I'm like, I'm sleeping fine. I'm doing okay. Energetic, creative, all that stuff. Wendy Bronfine is here. She is with Curio Wellness and Foreign Daughter. You can find them right over at Timonium. Stop in, say hello. It's a holistic place. You can check it out. Massage, spa, all sorts of things going on there, as well as in the front. You could buy one of the cool orange Baltimore with the Curio. Oh, Gina Schock, just one of our guests over at your place. She just did the narration for a thing. And I tried to put every O word in for her to read so she could say home and Joe Flacco. So Curio is the way to do that. And we're going to be at the O's game next Thursday. It's going to be opening day. And so I'm going to get Eddie on and I'm going to hear him because I. Listen, he gave a nice little speech, and he's clearly, like Baltimore guy, they're home. We're all taking these pictures of a beautiful sun. But I didn't really like talk to him about law practice. We talked a little bit about Nigerian, a little bit of football, but I'm really looking forward to getting him on and hearing more about it. Because nobody wants to bother him, right? Because the wife's the celebrity, like in the whole thing, right? Really.
Yeah, I mean, the women love her. Yes.
Well, when I took the picture and sent it to Michelle from There Goes My Hero, she's a Bravo woman, is what she is. So
Yeah.
she loves her some Bravo. Is anything else happening? I said this last week because I did hear our piece on the air literally earlier today. I was driving around. 420. We're like inside the countdown now. We're like the 30-day countdown on the high holy holiday of all things cannabis related, long before it was legal or adult use or anything. We could talk about it. As a business, you ramp up though, right? Like it's the this is the elves make more gingerbread this time of year, kind of sort of.
Yeah. So, I mean, so for anyone who's listening who doesn't know, in the legal cannabis market, 420 is essentially, you can think of it like a Cyber Monday or a Black Friday, right? It's a hybrid between kind of days to shop and get great specials and promos going on, and then also kind of a lot of it's kind of special activity at the stores. Like you might
It's
see
also
food
the only
trucks or
time on the clock in
music.
every Cheech and Chong movie. Just so you
Yeah.
know, if you see the clock, it's 4:20 in every movie. Yeah, just so you know.
So,
Inside joke.
I mean, I'm not gonna give it away this early because we're a month out, but
Okay.
I can say that our store will have its own kind of event-like programming going on and lots of great deals because that's what people look for on 420. And then the Curio brand is gonna have a slate of specials available like across the state in any dispensary you go to.
That's a
And pop up.
Saturday. I just
Yes, yeah,
looked
it's
at the
Saturday.
calendar. I'm like, it's a Saturday. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
No special store hours. Not like open it at midnight like Black Friday. Nobody's getting crazy over there, right?
So back in medical, that used to happen. There were a couple of dispensaries that would stay open for like 24 hours,
Like
but
Moonlight Madness.
under adult use, you can't be open more than 12 hours. My sister and I went to one of the dispensary partners had like that crazy hour thing going on, and so like as a show of good faith, we went over there like really late, like maybe like
Did they have
11
a
o'clock
band
or
or
something.
something? Were they playing like Grateful Dead music or something?
Now, I mean, they had nothing special going on at that time, but it was just like there's people here working, and I don't even know how many people are going to show up like at this time. Like it's going to get quieter. Let's just go show them some love so they don't
Is that like
aren't
when
totally
Apple
bored.
launches a product, people start lining up? Listen, Wendy, I can't begin to tell you my first foray into knowing any. I didn't know anybody from Pikesville, Reisterstown, or Owings Mills, but when I was about 12, 13 years old, we camped out at the Hex parking lot
Oh,
concert tickets.
for
So like
Ticketmaster.
I know what it's like to like sleep on a cot out in on the middle of Reisterstown Road because I did it for nights and nights on end for David Bowie and Who tickets back in the day. So I'll tell you, but I don't think you need. I think 10 a.m. is just fine. On 420, everybody will be there. There'll be a line. Wendy Bronfine is here. She's from Curio, putting the O in my Baltimore jerseys here. You can find great products like Good Night. You can find GI products, all sorts of things. In addition to tittering and laughing about flower or Cheech and Chong jokes or 420, any of that stuff. Obviously, adult use is here. We're highly advocating for people to use this product responsibly, but more than that, learn. That's why I'm learning. I'm learning on the fly. I'm like everybody else was 55. My parents told me, no, don't do it, reefer man. Like all that. So I think we sort of try to break through the stigma, but more than that, just educate people about what's going on. And I'm going to bring Happy Eddie on, who did grow up an Orioles fan, by the way, because he's local. He local like us. So Happy Eddie will be around the corner. I'm going to catch up with you next week. I'm looking forward to opening day. And this is the year your kid's going to catch Oriole fever for sure, Wendy. This is it.
Oh, he's got it. Don't you worry. Hat, t-shirts, every baseball cards, he's all in it.
Something magic happens. That's why we're going to Sarasota. Me and Luke Jones will be in Sarasota all week. I'd like to tell you we're going down there and setting up in the dugout. We're not. Luke's going to go down there, have a couple of interviews. We're going to watch some baseball. I'm going to be looking for David Rubenstein, like the new owner and all that stuff. And actually, I'm probably just going to be eating some like Amish fried chicken at the Yoder's Farm Stand in Sarasota to hanging out. We're going to be in Orlando for the NFL owners meetings. Luke is credentialed, so he'll be there sitting next to John Harbaugh. All of that will be available out on our social media and at WNST AM 1570, where we never stop talking. Baltimore, positive.